You're listening to Animal Radio. Call the Dream Team now at 1-866-405-8405.
It's Animal Radio, where we celebrate the connection with our pets. And you can call our toll-free number, 1-866-405-8405, to talk to Dr. Debbie or Joey Villani. Joey taking a quick break right now, but he'll be back in to talk about fleas because we're having an extra bad flea season. Yeah. And he has, you know, if you want to do it naturally, and a lot of us do want to do it naturally, he has some great tips for getting rid of your fleas naturally, just right around the corner. Also, an encore interview with Paul Reiser, comedian Paul Reiser, just around the corner also. And, oh, I wanted to mention, they told me to mention this. Last week, we had a couple of great interviews. We had Christine O'Leary, comedian Christine O'Leary, as well as Dr. Nicholas Dodman, talking about the psychological maladies that animals have, much like humans. Some great interviews, and they were pretty extensive interviews, and sometimes they go on longer than the constraints we have for this show. So what we've done is we posted the entire unedited interviews over at both our Twitter page and at animalradio.pet. And you can also get those by signing up for our newsletter over there, all free of charge for you. And I encourage you to, if you feel like you didn't get enough of any of the interviews, there's probably more, head on over to our website. Coming up in just a few minutes, Lori Brooks with our news update and what's going on in the newsroom.
Well, we're going to find out, are those stories about hawks nabbing babies and, you know, tiny dogs and cats from yards or owls even, are those stories true? Can that really happen?
Well, I would imagine yes. I would think so.
You're right. They can. It's not as often as what we've been led to believe, but you can protect yourself from them or protect your pet, more importantly.
Now, Dr. Debbie, you have...
We'll tell you how to do that.
Dr. Debbie, you have big dogs, right? So you don't have to worry about that, right?
No, I have a little dog and a big dog. So my 15-pounder has twice been swooped down upon by owls. So I believe it because my big dog kind of scared the owls away on both occasions.
Yeah. Do you ever hear stories in your practice of people saying, hey, their hawk came down or an owl came down and took away their dog or anything like that?
Yeah, I do. It's probably less common than we hear about coyote attacks or bobcats, but it does happen. And especially in some of the more kind of rural areas where, you know, animals, the small guys can kind of run out there and be spotted really easily.
I know when we take Ladybug, the studio stunt dog, for a walk, occasionally we'll go down this path where there's these big hawks that roll circles. I think they're actually turkey buzzards. What do they call those? I think they're turkey buzzards.
Ugly
birds.
They could be turkey vultures.
Yeah,
or
turkey vultures.
Black vultures.
Yeah, and they big red beak. And
a turkey vulture.
Yeah, they come on down and they circle for a little while. And I'm always worried that they're gonna. I'll just watch that hawk carefully. Not like I would know what to do if it came down and
tried to take her,
but
you'd fight. That's what you do.
Oh, I would fight.
Fight to the end.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's on the way right here on Animal Radio.
Animal Radio is underwritten in part by Viagen Pets, the leading provider of animal genetic preservation and cloning services. Preserve the genes of your dog or cat to extend the special bond you share with them. Learn more at www.viagenpets.com. That's viagenpets.com.
Hello, Animal Radians. It's Robert Semro, your Pet World Insider, here with this week's Animal Radio List, 5 things to remember about the 9/11 rescue and search dogs. It's a massive understatement to say that 9/11 changed the world. It's a day that those of us who were alive and old enough to remember will never forget. And as 9/11 approached, I thought about things that still impact me. Several years ago, I had the pleasure and honor to speak with Nona Kilgore Bauer, author of the book Dog Heroes of September 11, as well as some of the handlers of the search and rescue dog teams. Their stories were inspiring as well as heartbreaking, and they left an impression deep in my heart. In remembrance of 9/11 and in honor of their efforts, their dedication, and their selfless acts, I thought I would share some things that all of us should know and remember about these amazing dogs and their handlers. Hundreds of dedicated search and rescue dogs and their handlers made an effort that hadn't been seen previously. They worked beyond tirelessly to search for injured survivors, remains, and more in an unprecedented disaster scene that was not only dangerous but also filled with an overwhelming sense of sadness and desperation. There were numerous breeds of dogs reported to be utilized during the initial recovery and rescue efforts, including German Shepherds, Labrador Retrievers, Belgian Shepherds, Border Collies, Bloodhounds, Golden Retrievers, and more. The teams put in an average of 7 to 10 days at the sites, which were filled with hazardous debris and carcinogens. Very few of the dogs sustained any acute injuries, despite not having the kind of safety and protective gear that human rescuers had. Besides being deployed at the World Trade Center and the Pentagon, some of the dog teams were also deployed at the Fresh Kills landfill site in New Jersey to locate remains of those who perished. Sirius, a 4.5-year-old yellow lab, was the only canine killed during the 9/11 attacks. He was an explosives detection dog who was killed during the collapse of Tower 2. When his body was recovered on January 22, 2002, he received a hero salute when all work was stopped and everyone at the site lined up and saluted his body that had been draped with an American flag. As a bonus and in an attempt to shine a spotlight on the bravery of canines and their absolute dedication and unwavering love and loyalty for their pet parents, I also encourage all of you to read up on two dogs who were high up in the towers on that fateful day. Read the stories of Roselle and Dorado, two guide dogs who refused to leave their owners' sides and guided their blind human companions down 78 and 71 floors to safety. There's so much more to say, honor, and be inspired by. Today I'll end it with a thank you to all of those, human and animal, who selflessly and tirelessly work for our safety and protection. God bless all those who bless others in times of tragedy and need. Share your remembrances on our Animal Radio Facebook page.
You're listening to Animal Radio. Find us at animalradio.com. Log on, learn more.